the Lord.
Durch den Geist in unser Herz hineinschreibt.
Write all these words through the Spirit.
Und Paulus sagte, dass ja der Dienst
all the words from this conference.
Es ist nicht,
and Paul said it's the ministry of the new covenant.
Wissens,
it's not just a matter of knowledge.
Wahrheit,
truth, but much more, it's through the Spirit. The Lord would give us this vision and He will write this truth into our hearts. If it's not in our heart, then it's worthless. The knowledge is good, but it's not good enough.
Wenn du nur das Wissen hast,
if you only have
Paulus,
knowledge, what did Paul say? He warned us that knowledge
bläht auf.
Puffs up. Knowledge puffs up. And in the end, we'll just fight who is right and who is wrong, and I know more than you, etc., etc. That is worthless. But much more we want to have the reality. That's why it's so important that we have the Spirit of prayer, so that all that we've seen and heard, we'll bring it to the Lord and say, Lord, write this into my heart. It is so important. Otherwise, in the end, we only have the knowledge and nothing more.
So,
may the Lord give us all grace in all the churches with all the saints.
Kann ich mal das Wasser haben? Entschuldigung. Ja. Und sonst.
Otherwise,
wir noch lange warten.
The Lord still has to wait a long time.
Länger warten.
The Lord will still have to wait a long time.
Amen. Was können wir sagen? Wir haben nur noch
Amen. And what can I say? We only have one meeting. I believe this time we cannot finish it. One brother asked a question last night and he had a request that we would make it clearer to the saints regarding this word in Genesis chapter 2, because some have asked that most of the translations in, Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, almost all the translations said the earth was without form and void. Actually, this word, haya, in Hebrew, has three meanings, or could be used in three different ways. It corresponds to our word, the German word be. Be.
Thank you. It says to be.
To be. First of all, I'd like to tell you, when the Lord came, He said, let there be light. That's exactly this word, haya.
Es wäre Licht, das heißt, es war noch nicht, dann plötzlich
there was light. Let there be light. And suddenly there was light. To call something into being. Let there be light.
Light was not there.
Light was not there.
The Lord says, let there be.
But the Lord, when the Lord said, let there be, it came into being. That is one usage of this word. And the second usage, the second way that this word is used, is like the wife, Lot's wife, also in the book of Genesis. Chapter 19.
War Lot ein Salzsäure?
Was Lot's wife a pillar of salt? No, she was not. You cannot say. And Lot's wife was a pillar of salt. You cannot say that. She was not. But she became a pillar of salt.
das gleiche
Wort. And it's exactly the same word used.
Und natürlich.
And of course.
Der dritte Gebrauch.
The third usage of this word was.
Es war.
It was.
Das Buch war so. Ich
the book was like this. I see this book.
So,
and the book
so,
is like this.
So, wie du es wahrgenommen hast.
So it depends on
so.
How you see
so,
it. It was so. So
was
it all depends
on
what one sees and how one understands and what revelation
so
one receives. So most of the translations say the earth was. Was without form and void. But there are a couple of translations that said the earth became. The Concordance translation says the earth became void and without form. And one uses this word became. And actually that was the correct one, because the earth was not in this condition originally. Europe, before the war, Europe was not void and without form, was it? But after the war, it became so. It became a condition of tohu bohu, chaotic condition. So if we would consider the entire Bible, and if the Lord would give us light and put all the verses together, just as we did in the last few days, then we would see that in the beginning the earth was really not void and without form, because it was so clear in Job that the angels of God were so happy and they were clapping their hands and rejoicing and praising God. Can you imagine if God had created a tohu bohu, would the angels be rejoicing? Neither would we have done so. No one would be rejoicing. Other than that, he measured everything very well, and he thought out, and he laid the foundation, and my, everything was made so beautifully. So the earth was not void and without form. But it became. So it depends on what we see. And then we can use this word, Haya, the Hebrew word, Haya. We could translate it in a right way. Hopefully it is clear to all. This is not our discovery. No, I do not dare to make any, you know, discover anything. Do anything with the word of God, but we need revelation. We do not need to discover something or make a discovery, and we cannot change the word of God. But when it is translated incorrectly, then we have to make a change. And the second question was, is that the kingdom of the heavens or is it the kingdom of God? Is the kingdom of the heavens the same as the kingdom of God? And I thought I would have to clarify for the young people that the kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity. That's called the kingdom of God.
In der Zeit der Wiederherstellung auf dieser Erde,
at the time of the restoration, during the time of the nation of Israel, the brown part, it was an earthly kingdom. So Israel was the kingdom of God, but that was just a preparation for the kingdom of the heavens. So during this period of time, the kingdom of God is called the kingdom of the heavens, the blue part, the church. Of course, the kingdom of the heavens is also the kingdom of God. So one may use both expressions interchangeably. It's used interchangeably, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the heavens during this period of time of the church. The kingdom of heavens during this time period is also the kingdom of God. So when Paul or the apostles or in the Gospels in Luke or in Matthew, if the kingdom of God is used, it certainly means the kingdom of the heavens. And then, the millennial kingdom is also the kingdom of God, but during this period is specifically called the millennial kingdom. And of course, during this period of time in the golden age, that is also the kingdom of God. That's a consummation of God's kingdom. It's called the New Jerusalem from ever and ever. And the entire thing is a kingdom of God. But during the different ages, the different expressions, praise the Lord.
Amen. Keine Frage mehr.
Is it clear?
Lob den Herrn. Gestern Abend haben wir über den König gesungen.
Last night we saw something about the king. It's so important. A kingdom without the king is not good. In all the churches, we need this reality. The Lord is head over all. And in Ephesians, Paul said, we have to grow into the head. Gib das bitte der Naomi. This is important. Because it takes time to grow into the head. If the life in us grows,
that
we cannot, if we do not grow into the head, then we cannot be under the headship of Christ because we are rebellious. Then if we say that we're grown in life, that means that we all, as the church, has to constantly be under the headship of Christ so that he would make the decisions, that in all things we would go to him, and he is head over all. The teaching is very simple, but we have to grow into this head. And Ephesians chapter 1 shows us in the fullness of time, God would bring everything under the headship of Christ. But now, we must firstly grow into the head in all things. If we're still rebellious today, it's not good.
So, lass uns mal schnell zu dieser Gliederung noch kommen.
So, let us quickly come to this outline again. Perhaps we'll still make it.
Wir haben gestern Abend gesehen,
last night we saw that the church is really Zion.
Und wir sind Israel heute.
And today we are Israel, the real Israel. We have to see this, brothers and sisters.
Gott hat nur ein Israel.
God only has one Israel.
So, derzeit ist das irdische Israel.
At that time it was the earthly Israel in the brown part. And God wants to bring the earthly Israel into the heavenly Israel. So we have been brought into the heavenly Israel. The blue part. Praise the Lord for that. Oh Lord, we all have to see this. But it is all because of the mercy of God, because God gave Abraham
ein Überrest von dem irdischen Volk.
So there's still a remnant of the people of Israel is still kept. We see in Daniel chapter 12 verse 1, for instance, that there is a remnant. Not all the people were written in the book, but only those from the children of Israel that were written in his book, that registered in the book. Not all were registered in the book.
Jesaja 4.
It's the same as in Isaiah chapter 4.
Manchmal funktioniert das nicht mehr.
Sometimes
aber in Jesaja doesn't work. Steht es auch geschrieben.
But in Isaiah it is also written
ein Überrest
that a remnant
nicht alle
will be saved. Not all.
Ein Überrest.
There will be a remnant.
Viele Juden glauben nicht mal an Gott.
And today many Jews don't even believe in God.
Genauso gottlos wie die Gottlosen.
They're exactly as godless as the unbelievers.
Offenbarung Kapitel 11 sagte uns,
in Revelation chapter 11, it tells us in the end times, in the last 7 days, Jerusalem will be like Sodom, like Egypt. That means worldly as Egypt and sinful like Sodom. Can you imagine that?
Und Zachariah sagt,
and Zechariah tells us
Zeit,
at this time two-thirds of the Jews will be killed.
Und ein Drittel,
and one-third of them would go through fire so that they would be made purified.
Und sie werden den Namen des Herrn anrufen,
and they would call on the name of the Lord, and God will be their God, God will be their God, and they will be His people, just like Paul said in Romans, just like what the prophet said. If the Lord would not have mercy on us, we will all be like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Vielen Dank. Dankeschön. So, liebe Geschwister,
so, dear brothers and sisters, we should not think, oh yes, God will be so merciful that He would include everyone. No, no. And we should not think that all believers that are born again today would enter into the millennial kingdom. This portion, the purple part of the chart, this is a special part that God has separated in His wisdom 1,000 years. God's kingdom, of course, God's kingdom is not limited to 1,000 years, and you think that Christ would reign for 1,000 years and that's it? No, of course not. There's still a higher stage, this golden time. It's even more glorious than this purple part. In this golden age, all the believers, because you cannot lose your salvation. It's an eternal salvation. It's ridiculous to say that you could lose your salvation. How are you saved? Through works, because you behave well, because you're a good brother? Then God said, oh yeah, you're qualified to be saved. It's not like this. How were you saved? Through grace and through works? Not through works are you saved, but it's a gift of God. Yes. Can you imagine? God gave you a gift not because you behaved well, but after He gave you the gift, and one day, because you didn't behave well, God says, oh, give back my gift to you. Do you think God is like that? Ridiculous. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. That's nonsense. Did you lose your salvation? And the following week you repent again, and God will return the gift to you. And a couple months later, and God says, oh, I'll take my present back to you. And then you're good again, and then you repent. And here's your present, your gift again. My goodness, that's a yo-yo. Salvation, yo-yo redemption. You know what a yo-yo is, right? It's down and up and down and up. If you behave well, your redemption is up, and then if you don't behave well, then you would lose your redemption. What a nonsense. But if we as Christians do not behave ourselves, we'll see that a little bit later, what would happen? It's hidden right now. Don't think that God would not hide anything.
So müssen wir sehen, liebe Geschwister.
So we must see, brothers and sisters, if we have not learned to come under the headship of Christ, to live under His headship, and you do as you please, you love the world and you do everything that the Lord said you shouldn't do, and you do it all, do you think that you would be with Him in this purple part to reign together with Him in the millennial kingdom? Not at all. What do you think?
Oh, hallelujah, ich bin wieder
about our God. Our God. Hallelujah, I'm born again and I'll do everything against Him, and when the Lord comes back, praise the Lord. Now I'm a king.
So billig.
Is it that cheap?
Was hältst du von unserem Herrn?
What do you think of our Lord? What do you think?
Ein Dummkopf.
Is He dumb? Is He a fool?
Nein.
No, our Lord is righteous,
heilig,
holy, glorious.
Ja. Und es gibt einen Richterstuhl.
And there is a judgment seat.
Wenn wir sowieso alle mit
if we all
herrschen,
would be reigning with Him in any case, so do you think there's still the need for a judgment seat for us?
Dann brauchen wir keine Richterstuhl.
Then we wouldn't need any judgment seat,
nein.
Brother.
Nein.
Und
du musst noch eine Abrechnung geben.
And you also have to give an account.
Wie du heute in deinem Körper, in deinem
how
lebst,
you live in your
als
body
Christ, ja?
Today as a Christian, not as an unbeliever.
Da musst du abrechnen mit dem Herrn.
Then you have to be accountable to the Lord. The Lord would ask you, how did you live your life on this earth? What would you say then? Yes, Lord, I heard from Günther, oh, I'm saved now and nothing else more is going to happen to me and I'm going to heaven. The Lord would say, stay there. Oh, Günther, come on over here.
Was hast du denn gelehrt?
What did you teach there?
Wo steht es geschrieben?
Where is it written?
Dann hat er gelogen.
1 Corinthians 3, 11 to 15, something like that. Then he says, well, that man must have lied. We have to give an account, dear brothers and sisters. Don't think it's so simple. That's why there's this wonderful period of time, the millennial kingdom, as a reward for the faithful ones. Otherwise, God would not be righteous, but God is so righteous. So praise the Lord. Let's go on and read here. For the redemption, I'd like to tell you, there are no prerequisites, no conditions. You just have to believe, repent and believe, and receive.
Yep.
You know, brothers and sisters, we love to sing this song, Just As I Am. Just as I am, without one plea.
This is a gospel song.
This is a gospel song for the unbelievers.
But
before the judgment seat of Christ, you come,
just
as you are, you are in trouble.
So, das Lied dürfen wir nicht für uns singen in der Gemeinde.
We should not be singing that song for ourselves in the church. Just as I am, I come to you, Lord.
Don't sing that.
Don't sing that.
For yourself.
Don't sing that for yourself.
You sing that in a gospel meeting.
You sing that in a gospel meeting? That's good. For the gospel, you can sing that. But for us, at the breaking of bread, some sing the song, Just as I am, without one plea.
You are in trouble, I tell you.
You are in trouble, I tell you, when you sing that. You are in trouble.
Now I have two glasses. Thank you. Ich meine es ernst.
I mean it seriously.
Weil ich das erlebt habe.
Because I have that experience in certain places.
Da bin ich schon. Ich habe fast einen Herzinfarkt
bekommen. I almost had a heart attack.
Das können wir nicht singen.
We cannot sing that.
Aber wenn du das Licht nicht bekommst.
But when you do not have the light, if you're not enlightened, you would sing this and you'll be singing it with tears. Before the judgment seat of Christ, you appear there just as you are. That's not good. So, for the redemption, there's no prerequisites at all. Just as you are, you can come. So, if you were so good, then you wouldn't need the redemption, right? It's just because we're so fallen, we need redemption. And we come to Him in our fallen condition, because the Lord had paid it all for you. Then you can receive the gift of God. But after you are saved, and the Spirit of God has come into you, then a different life begins. Then you have to learn to work together with the Lord. We sang a song, Cooperation Now is Needed, right? Our cooperation with the Lord now is necessary for the growth in life.
So,
the kingdom here, what is meant here is this portion of the millennial kingdom in the chart, that is not a gift, but it depends on you now. And that is what Paul said. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. This is a different salvation, different than the beginning salvation where you didn't have to do anything. But this salvation is the salvation that Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 5, verse 10. Much more, you'll be saved by his life. But this life needs your agreement. You have to say yes to it. If you don't say yes to it, but you won't grieve the Holy Spirit, dampen the Holy Spirit, no, Holy Spirit, go get into the corner and I like to do as I please. Of course, the Spirit will not force you, but you would have problems when the Lord appears. And many Christians don't want to hear this.
Weil sie schon Jahrhunderte
because
das gehört haben, wir sind schon gerettet.
For
passiert mir nichts mehr, ich gehe in den
ages, they have been hearing that, oh, nothing else is going to happen to me and I'm going to heaven.
Ich möchte mit niemandem darüber streiten.
I don't want to fight with anybody.
Wir sagen,
they may believe whatever they want. We believe what the Bible says. You may believe whatever you want. Please, no discussions. Paul said, even with regard to the head covering, he spoke the truth, and some didn't want it. Some want to fight. Paul said, we do not have such a custom in the church. It doesn't mean that it doesn't matter whether you have a head covering or not. But we do not have such a custom in the church to be fighting one with another. Do as you please.
zu streiten in der Gemeinde,
to fight in the church.
Diese Gewohnheit haben wir nicht.
We do not have this habit.
Aber du tust, was du willst.
But you may do as you please.
Musst du abrechnen mit
One day you have to give an account with the Lord.
It's okay. Kein Streit
It's okay.
In der Gemeinde.
No arguments of no fight in the church. What should I do? Get a head covering. Where is there a sister without a head covering? I'll put it on her head with some glue, with Uhu, the glue, German glue, and throw it on her head. Or throw her out of the church. You are not welcome anymore. Do you think? Are you the Lord in the church? Do you think our Lord is so hard? So harsh? No, neither was Paul like that. We don't have this custom to fight. If you have a heart for the Lord and you love Him, then you would do what the Lord says. If you don't want to do it, it's your problem. The truth is there. Everyone can read it.
Was soll ich machen?
What should I do?
Alle ausschließen.
To exclude everyone, half of the sisters, would then have to leave the church.
Ist es deine Gemeinde?
Is it your church? Is this your
Bist
church?
Du der König?
Are you the king?
Hat der Herr dich als ein Richter aufgesetzt?
Did the Lord set you up as a judge? Unless it's really a sin. Then you have to deal with it. So if you and the church have a law that we should all eat meat, then all the vegetarians have to leave.
Then you have a meat-eating church.
Then you have a meat-eating church.
And then they went out and
they went out and formed a
eating church.
A vegetarian church. There would be a vegetarian church and a carnivorous church. Then you have two churches.
Was meinst du? Ist es gut?
What do you think? Would that be good?
Das ist nicht gut.
That's not good.
Deshalb sagte Paulus, dass
That's why Paul said the kingdom of God
ist nicht
is not eating and drinking. It's eating meat or eating vegetables. It doesn't matter.
Oh
Lord, where am I now? How did I land at eating and drinking? Oh Lord, Lord Jesus.
Wir müssen zurückkommen.
We have to come back and not be distracted.
Ja, Herr Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Es gibt so viel, wir kommen nicht.
There's so many points we can't
zu Ende.
Finish it all.
Einige wichtige Punkte müssen wir heute sehen.
Today we need to see some important points.
Dass der Herr deshalb über alles in
der
Gemeinde ist.
Head is a head over all in the church. Of all things and all in the church. We have to see that. We also need to see in that's page 8. Oh, this is page 7 in the English. There's a spiritual warfare in the church. Praise the Lord. We have also spoken something about the spiritual warfare. So you can read this. But within the spiritual warfare, we have to learn to fight with the authority of the Lord. Otherwise, the enemy would not be afraid of you. That's why the Lord said to his disciples that they should wait in Jerusalem. What did the disciples, the apostles, have to wait for? Wait for what? What did the Lord say? Until you are clothed with power, with authority from on high. Because the work of the Lord, the building of the kingdom, has to do with the principalities and powers. Without the authority, without the power, you would just have your flesh and your blood and just use your position. Do you think the enemy is afraid of your position?
Oh, ich bin von so und so
oh, I've been appointed by so and so or appointed by no one. I appointed myself as the elder now, so now I have the authority. Just because you have the authority, do you have the authority? Who will then recognize this authority? Do you think that the Pope in the Vatican has the authority and Satan is afraid of that throne? What do you think, brother? No. In the church, it's not a matter of position. I've said it for a long time now. If we have a position, then we have the position of a slave. Whoever wants to be an elder should be a slave of all the saints. That's what the Lord said. Even the brother testified of that and read that. Who among you is the greatest? He should be the servant of all. A slave, not just a servant. Who is higher? The Apostle Paul or the saints? I'd like to ask all the parents, who serves whom in your household? If you have a 2-year-old, son or daughter, do they serve you or do you serve them? Or do you serve him?
Hast du schon ein Kind bald?
Do you have a child soon? Who is going to serve whom?
Ist richtig.
It's important.
Und wer ist größer?
Who is greater? It's I.
Und warum bist du nicht der König da?
How come you're not the king there?
Der Herr hat doch recht.
The Lord is right.
Möge der Herr unsere Augen aufmachen.
May the Lord open our eyes.
In der Gemeinde geht es nie
in the church, it's never a matter of a position.
Und wenn du Leben hast,
and if you have life,
den Ausdruck der Herrlichkeit des Herrn hast,
and you have the expression of the glory of the Lord,
anerkannt von allen
then
Heiligen.
Automatically you'll be recognized by all the saints.
Dein Stuhl.
The saints don't recognize the chair in which you sit, but they recognize your person, what you are. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit and you shine like Moses, and you have the reality, and everyone sees that, do you think they wouldn't listen to you? When we here in the church just do something according to our human position, yes, the saints would be afraid of you, but not the principalities and powers. The principalities and powers would say, good, good, good. They would clap. Continue, Günther. I would even help you. I'll make you powerful. When we in the church do things like that, perhaps you see everything is orderly, but you know, what is in the heart of the saints, you do not know. They will be afraid of you, Caleb, but in their heart, they will not be happy with you.
Here comes the king.
Here comes the king again.
Das soll unter uns nicht sein.
That should not be among us in the kingdom of God.
Das müssen wir alle lernen.
We all need to learn this. We all must learn this. We not only learn to respect the Lord, but we learn to respect one another. Did Paul not say to Timothy, to the older ones, to the elders, speak like a speak to them like a father, like to your father, and speak to an older woman, treat her like your mother, and to the younger ones, as to your younger sons, younger brothers and sisters. Right? And the other way around, certainly, I cannot say, oh, I've been in the church so long, I'm the older sister, and I know how people should be in the church life. So when the brothers did something wrong, oh, you did something wrong. Oh, I already said so, I have so much experience, now you have to listen to me. Then there'll be bad blood in the church. And if he doesn't have the grace, and I come with my experience and my qualifications, you know, my hair is now whiter or grayer than you. It's also possible that you don't have any hair left. But if my qualification is because I have white hair, in the end, there'll be fighting.
Oh, wer hat recht?
Who is right?
Ah, wer hat recht?
Who is right?
Ich mit meiner weißen Haare.
I with my white hair.
Und du mit deiner schwarzen Haare.
And you with your black hair, if you're not blonde.
Eigentlich.
Actually.
Du sollst dich demütigen, weil du jünger bist.
You should be humble yourself because you're younger and you should listen to me. That's a human way. But that's according to the flesh.
Je mehr ich dir sage,
the more I tell you,
desto mehr. Am Anfang vielleicht wirst du
in the beginning,
annehmen,
perhaps you would accept it, but after a while, I believe you would have enough of it up to your neck, up to your nose, or up to your ears. You have it. Then what would you do? What can one do?
Give me an illusion.
Give me a solution.
Zum König.
Go to the king.
Ich muss auch Buße tun, auch
I have to repent, and you have to repent as well. Both of us need to repent. Both of us have to go to the king. Lord,
ich mit meiner weißen Haare bedeutet gar nichts.
I and my white hair means nothing.
Und wenn ich wirklich die Lektion des
Lebens and if I really learned the lesson of life, I wouldn't do that.
Darauf bestehen.
Would not insist. And if you have a life, you would also humble yourself and say, Amen. Why? If it's right. You know, if a young man would come to me or a young brother would come to me, if he's right, I would accept it right away. Amen. Why should I not accept it? Right? Oh Lord, that is the kingdom of God. That means that we all stand under the headship of Christ. Yes. There's much to learn in spirit.
In diesem Reich zu leben,
to live in this kingdom, there's much to learn. Just like how the Germans say, one can never stop learning. See, I learned something in Germany.
Wirklich. Man lernt nie aus.
One always has something new to learn. Especially with regard to heavenly things, there's so much to learn.
So, lob den Herrn.
So praise the Lord.
Wir brauchen nicht menschliche
we
Vollmacht
do not need human authority or the power of the flesh and blood,
seine
but we need His authority. Remember, the Lord has said, all authority has been given to Him, both in heaven as well as on earth. And all the authority in the church belongs to Him.
Okay,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's go on.
Gucken.
Let's take a look further.
Wir gehen zum Punkt. Seite 9, die Prinzipien des Himmelreiches.
So now we go to English, it's praise 8, page 8, small letter I, the principles of the kingdom of the heavens. Now we come to Matthew chapter 5. It's important. These words here are so basic, like a constitution in the heavenly kingdom. In the kingdom of the heavens, these words are very important because it's a matter of the kingdom of the heavens. The gospel of the Matthew is a gospel of the kingdom. So the Lord opened his mouth and taught them, saying, first of all, blessed are the poor in spirit. Different than what Luke said. Not just the poor, not blessed are the poor, but the poor in spirit. Of course, if you're poor, not only in spirit, but in the material things, you're also blessed. The Lord said, it's difficult for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of the heavens. And James said, 2:5, that the Lord has chosen the poor, rich in God, and the heirs of the kingdom. So what would you like to be? You want to be rich or you would like to be poor? What does he say then? He said, neither rich nor poor. He says, God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him. Here it says, blessed. In Matthew, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. That means to be rich.
It's
not only to be rich in the riches of this world, but it's for the kingdom of the heavens. There's another danger. That is, you are rich in your earlier experiences. You know, this is really a problem almost in every group. In the past, they held on to what they learned in the past. And they held on to what they've learned in the past, experienced in the past, and they cannot go on. That's how it is in every group. The Lutheran Church, they held on and they appreciated the teachings of Martin Luther. And so they cannot go on any further, so they remain Lutheran lifelong. And you cannot say anything to them. The Catholics, they are filled with their catechisms. And you cannot tell them anything. They are not poor in spirit. So there are many groups like you're filled. Filled with what you have learned from childhood on, what you have learned in kindergarten or in the Bible school, you are already full. There's no room. The Lord cannot say anything to you. You are no longer poor in spirit. And if you're not poor in spirit, and you hang on, hold fast to the traditions, you miss the kingdom of the heavens. So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Praise the Lord. This is a prerequisite. The Pharisees didn't have a ear to hear anymore. And we also, where is it written that we're hard of hearing? That we today, a heart of hearing. Come on, young people. Hebrews chapter 5. In the last four verses, Paul said, concerning a high priest, we still have so much to say, but you are dull of hearing. Dull of hearing, you cannot hear anymore. You know why? Because they're not poor in spirit, but filled with many other things.
Es ist so gut.
It is so good.
Nicht nur, wie wir schon gesagt haben,
not only like what we have already said,
sondern auch abzuladen.
To be charged, but also to discharge. Paul said, I forget what is behind, not only the bad, but also the good. Of course, much more you have to forget the bad past, but what is more difficult to forget is the good. And as believers, what keeps us believers back is not the bad things, because you know you have to leave those, but it's the good. What you learned 40 years ago, or 30 years ago, or what you learned 20 years ago. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you're already in gymnasium, you're in the high school, and you have forgotten what you've learned in elementary school in the fifth or the sixth grade, and the teacher says, so, and you says, no, I didn't learn it this week when I was in the fifth grade. Then you would have a problem. Then you would have a problem. Then the high school teacher would say to you, why don't you go back? Because you haven't learned well. Certainly you will not graduate, you will not get your Abitur. So, dear brothers and sisters, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. And blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. If you're proud, you cannot sympathize with the others. If you see the entire situation today, you have to mourn. Instead to criticize, instead of thinking, oh, hallelujah, we are right. Oh, it serves you right. No. That is not the attitude of the sons of the kingdom. That's why we say, for the kingdom of the heavens, so that we would inherit that, there are prerequisites. We have to be the ones who mourn. Of course, there's joy in the church, but if you see the different situations today, then we mourn. When we see the people of God today, how they are all scattered and misled, and that they are in captivity. If you do not have such a mournful attitude and really have such a sympathy and have such a love for them, says, Lord, save them out of that. But much more you would say, oh, you are in Babylon and hallelujah, we're in the kingdom of the heavens. I'm not quite sure that you're in the kingdom of the heavens. Then perhaps you're in your flesh. Then no one would believe your word, although you're right. You may be right. Even though you're right, but because of your attitude, you have hardened their hearts. And they don't want to have it. So you're in Babylon, you're in the kingdom of the heavens. So what? Leave me in peace. I'd rather stay in Babylon. Then what would you say?
So be it.
So be it. And then you go away. Sometimes people don't believe the truth, not because they don't want to believe, but it's because they saw your proud eyes. But they heard they heard your tone. The German says, the tone is what makes music. See, I learned the German from the Germans again. When they hear the tone, they already hear what the music sounds like. Do you think they will enjoy the music? If your tone comes out of a mournful, it comes out of your heart. And this music, this tone will give such music. And when people hear your sharing, they hear such music like Bach. Then their hearts would be softened. They would be softened. And it would be easier for them to receive the truth. So I don't need to say much, because it's your language that says the tone makes the music. Praise the Lord. That's why further it says, blessed are the meek. Are you meek?
Oh no,
I have to bring everything in order. Even Moses was the meekest man on earth. And he's the one who gave the law. So you think, yeah, Moses would have a stick like what I have in my hand right now. It's not good. I have to put away with a stick. Otherwise, every time I come to Stuttgart, I'll be holding a stick. No. Lord Jesus, save me from that. It's not good to always have hold a stick in the hand. But although you may not have a stick in your hand, but you have the German finger, the index finger. You see, I learned all this in Germany. The German finger. The finger speaks louder than your mouth. Lord Jesus, blessed are the meek. How often does the Lord have to say this to us? And how often do we read Matthew chapter 5? That's a prerequisite. That's a characteristic of those who would inherit the kingdom. Look at our Lord. Was he not meek? Was our Lord not meek? Why wouldn't we learn from our Lord? You know, when you come into the church new and you're not meek, it's okay. But we who have been in the church for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we must have learned something, somewhat. Otherwise, in the end, we would have problems.
Oh,
Lord Jesus.
Selig sind, die nach Gerechtigkeit hunger.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's not your own righteousness. If you're not meek, and you even want to be self-righteous, oh Lord Jesus, then it's tragic. Meekness is a prerequisite for the hunger and thirst for righteousness, but it's not your righteousness, but His righteousness. Remember, the Lord said, as a condition, you can read it later by yourself, if your righteousness does not surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes, if your righteousness is not higher than theirs, then you cannot enter into the kingdom. So what is your righteousness? Is you are right and the others are wrong? Is that our righteousness in the church? Then we fight. Of course. Everyone thinks that he is right. You think I'm right, and I think I'm right. Who's right? No one is right. As long as we fight, even though you may be right, you're still wrong. Who is right? He is right.
Who
is an unrighteous man in my flesh, in me there's nothing good dwells in me, and in you nothing good dwells in you, and we fight with one another. So who's right? A thief fighting with another thief to see who is right? Oh dear. If the police come, we always fight. We're still fighting. Lord Jesus. It is so good. On one hand, to be hungry for the righteousness, but it's the righteousness of the Lord. And on the other hand, to be meek. It's so wonderful. The Lord is so wise. Blessed are the merciful. That's even better. Mercy goes even further than the grace of the Lord. Mercy means that we do not deserve it. And yet the Lord did come to us. And he saved us. Now, if someone is really wrong, as long as it is not sinful, please. I'd like to read you a verse in Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. This verse just stays with me. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. The spirit of what? The spirit of righteousness? With your righteous spirit? What does it say here? In a spirit of gentleness. Do you think that with your harsh spirit, this brother would really repent? Perhaps out of fear, he would say, okay, out of fear of you, he would say, okay, I'll leave it. But in his heart, he never left it. He never dropped it. But if you come with a spirit of gentleness, but in spirit, you can only be like that if you are spiritual. Then you can speak the truth. Not play politics, but speak the truth. The truth plus the spirit of gentleness would touch the conscience of the brother, and you would be able to gain him back. We all have to learn this in the church, in the kingdom of God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That means, if you are not merciful to the others, you would also not receive mercy from the Lord. And then, blessed are the pure in heart. Praise the Lord, for they shall see God. That is so wonderful. That's also a condition, a prerequisite, a characteristic of all the citizens of the kingdom. We are a special people, aren't we?
We are a special people.
We are a special people, are we?
Yes.
Joel, are we a special people?
Full of knowledge.
How special? Full of knowledge? A big head?
No.
No.
So how do you know,
if a brother is really in the kingdom? He comes like
you
this.
You don't know how to build the church.
We know how to build the church.
Hand over everything
to us.
My goodness.
My goodness.
I think that is the devil speaking.
I think it's the devil speaking.
Und dann selig sind die Frieden.
And then, blessed are the peacemakers. Praise the Lord. In the church, we all have to be peacemakers, not troublemakers.
Oh
Lord, are we all troublemakers? Would you like to be a troublemaker? I think I see it. Even from your face, I can tell that you're a peacemaker. Praise the Lord. It's good to be a peacemaker. In every family, we should exercise in our family life to have peace. It's so wonderful to have peace in the family. And what does Paul say? The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. Of course, they fought what they should eat, what kind of a soup or what not. We should not fight about it. But Paul said, the kingdom of God, namely the church life, it's not a matter of eating and drinking. The church is not eating and drinking of the heavenly food, the wonderful food. That's not meant. The heavenly food is not meant, but the outward things. But the kingdom of God is what? First of all, it's righteousness. And then peace. And joy. You know, these three go together. Without righteousness, there's no peace. That's why there's no peace in this world. No one practices righteousness. There's no righteousness in this world, and that's why there's no peace. And if there's no peace, do you think there's joy? In the brother's house here, over here, there's a fight every day because one brother is unrighteous, and it's your turn, and you're washing the dishes and you don't do that, then you're unrighteous, aren't you? And the others have to do more as unrighteous, and the others would say, brother, it's your turn. And they say, why should I do that? Would that cause peace? There'll be fight. And when you see me and I see you, we would have joy and we would say, praise the Lord, brother. Would you do that? Not like that? Not so much. Or not at all. And you say, not so much. That's only a diplomatic joy. Not a real one. So, without righteousness, there will be no peace and no joy. Finished. And all that in the Holy Spirit? If you're not in the Holy Spirit, it doesn't work. Praise the Lord. Then the Lord continues to say, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. You know, in the church, we learn, and hopefully we have also learned, not to insist on our being right. If you think that you're right, it's okay. Amen. Then you're right. That's the end. That's all there is. We don't need to fight. The Chinese say, a coin alone doesn't make any noise. It always takes two coins to make noise. If you only have one coin in your hand, you shake it in your hand, nobody would hear it. That means there always takes two parties to fight. If you want to fight and I don't want to fight, or the other way around, I want to fight and you don't want to fight, with whom should I fight? With a chair? You know, sometimes nobody wants to fight with you and you're so mad, then you break the door. Then you fight with the door. But in the church, we have to learn not to fight, not insist on your being right. The others want to persecute you, then let them persecute you. It's okay. And much, it would be much better for you, because what did the Lord say? Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that good? Would you like to have the kingdom of the heavens, or would you want to just be right? Toby, if you had a choice, one brother did something that's unrighteous to you, what would you do? Fight? To justify yourself? Or would you rather have the kingdom of the heavens? The kingdom of the heavens. So then what would you do? Fight with me? No. How are you going to put it aside? Through the Lord. You would have to go to the king and say, Lord, I'd rather have the kingdom of the heavens and I'll leave this. But if you don't appreciate the kingdom of the heavens and you insist on your own right, you'll miss the kingdom of the heavens. So what would you rather have? You have the choice. Praise the Lord. And in this case, we want to have the kingdom. Blessed are you when they, no matter who, revile and persecute you for my sake, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. If somebody would slander you, then hell breaks loose in you. Please, do not be a reviler in the church. Even if you see something, shut your mouth. Do not need to say, pass it on to the others. Otherwise, the whole world will know about it. But if you continue to open your mouth to say, oh, do you know, didn't you know that this and this happened? What? You didn't know that? Would you like to know?
Oh yes,
I believe. That I believe you say, oh yeah, what then? What happened? It's so. You know what? If someone would say, you know what? You would say, I don't want to know. Wouldn't you want to learn to say this? I repeat what I've heard in Germany, and you already mentioned it. What I don't know would make me hot. So I'm really cool, and somebody says something to me, and all of a sudden the hell breaks loose, and the fire is burning in me, and then it comes out of my nose and out of my ears, and my hair will be standing on ends. Fire would come out of my mouth. It would get really hot. Learn not to gossip. But if someone would revile you, blessed are you. Praise the Lord. Do you have this kind of a view? Do you have this attitude? If somebody would revile you or say bad things about you, oh, hallelujah, now I'm blessed. Right? It's good. But it's all for his sake, for the sake of the church. You know, when we're in the church, for the sake of the church, if somebody would revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you, even lie, what would you do, Ute? You will shut your mouth and even smile?
Smiling face.
Have a smiling face?
Yeah.
Yes?
Schwer, gell?
It would be difficult, right?
Schwer.
It would be difficult.
Aber wirst du nicht das Himmelreich haben?
But don't you want to have the kingdom of the heavens?
Der Herr sagt,
the Lord said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I have not seen this yet, not even in the church.
Nicht nur eine Woche, nicht nur
not just
Wochen,
1 week, 2 weeks, not a half a year, not just 1 year, but my goodness.
Schwierig.
It's difficult.
Aber das ist die Voraussetzung.
But that's the prerequisite. That's one of the prerequisites.
Das heißt, du musst wirklich gelernt haben,
that means you really have to have learned to live through Christ, because only the Lord can do it. All have slandered him and spoke lies about him. He said he has a devil, that he's possessed. He is a drunkard, and he's a glutton. What did they not say about him? And if people say this about us in the church, would you say, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen? You rejoice, especially beginning with the elders. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, we're slandered once again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
It'll
be hard to do this. Hard to be like this. But the Lord said we have to rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward. Now this is a matter of a reward. What is a reward? I don't use the stick anymore, but I just still use my finger. This is the reward in the chart, the millennial kingdom. It's great in comparison to the slander. It's just like that, like a little worm. But the reward is a 1,000 years kingdom. The millennial kingdom, you know how great that is? Did Paul not say, our suffering at this time is nothing to be compared to the glory that we would experience when the Lord comes back? So, why would we want to make a small problem into a big elephant? What do the Chinese say? If a big thing, you turn it in small thing, and the small thing would just dissolve into nothing. But for us, we make a big nothing into something, a small thing, and then we make a small thing big. Sorry, we speak in tongues here. We are the true charismatics. We have so many languages here. We have so many tongues here. We speak in different tongues. There is a proverb. Reduce a big thing into a small thing. Diminish it. And if it's diminished, make it into nothing. When I was a child, I always heard it from my mother. But we do things the other way around. Out of nothing, we make it into something. And if it's something, a small thing, we enlarge it into a big elephant, and in the end, we stand in front of this big mountain. And that's the reason we have no solution. Because in the beginning it was a nothing. So how can you solve a nothing? If I'm not sick and I come to the doctor and the doctor said, what's wrong with you? Oh, what is wrong with me? Oh, I don't know. Even the best doctor cannot help you. Oh, Lord. We still have 20 minutes, and then we'll come to the next part. What should we do, dear brothers and sisters? We have much to learn in the church. Much to learn in the church. Don't think that what the Lord is not practical. and it cannot be practiced. And so much more through His Spirit, because He went through it all. Why is the Lord His life if you cannot apply Him to your situation? We have to do it. If the King Himself lives in us today, how can we say that we cannot make it? And for what reason does He live in you? That's why it's so good that we allow Him to rule.
Oh,
Lord, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Not only the prophets, but the Lord Himself, our King Himself, lived this out before us all. If we have learned this, then praise the Lord. Then the King would be ready to come back, and we would be able to reign with Him. Now, can the brothers help me to move the chart to the other side? A great way that they did it. Now I need the stick again. Since we all have seen something and understood something, now it's very good for the young people to know how God would deal with His people in the end times. The second chart. The woman here on the left side represents all of God's people, all who belong to Him. All those who are written in the name of in the book, whose name are registered in the book, whether it's in the Old Testament times, before that, at the time of the Old Testament, or all who have died, this woman represents all people. It's a time of the patriarchs, and the moon is the time of the Old Testament, and the sun represent those of the new covenant. So the entire picture represents all the people of God. And this woman was pregnant, and she was bearing a man-child. The woman is a weaker vessel, and the man-child represents the overcomers. The stronger portion is the man-child. And shortly before the 3.5 years, it shows that shortly before the 3.5 years, and surely at the time of the sixth seal, there will be a great earthquake worldwide, and the moon will become blood red. Surely there will be an eclipse of the moon and the sun, because the sun will turn black, like sackcloth. The sun would be like sackcloth, and all the stars would fall. Right. And the mountains would be moved, and the islands would be moved. And nothing like that has ever happened in the history of mankind. At least not in our history, nothing like that has ever happened. There will be a great confusion, and during this time, the dead would rise up, would be raised. And all those who belong to the Lord would rise first. And in resurrection, the man-child, for instance, at the time of the people of Israel, the time of the judges, All those who stood firm, they would become the man-child. At the time of Elijah, he was Elijah, he belongs to the man-child. And the 7,000 who did not bow down to Baal, they belong to the stronger portion, which is the man-child, all the prophets, etc. They all belong to the man-child. So the man-child would be raptured to the throne. But not the woman. The woman would flee into the wilderness.
So,
and all the Christians today who have died, like the 10 virgins, 5 were what? Were wise, the prudent, and 5 were foolish. The prudent and the foolish. The foolish belong to the woman. They are saved. Don't think that they're not saved. Many say that they're not saved. If they're not saved, they would not be virgins. And the unsaved ones, they would not, the ones that are not saved would not be waiting for the bridegroom. If you talk to your co-worker and say, oh, the bridegroom is coming, they would ask you, which bridegroom? They won't be waiting for the Lord as a bridegroom. But the wise ones, they all woke up. And they had their lamps with oil. Only the wise ones had extra portion of oil. And the foolish ones, their oil has run out. They did not have sufficient oil. You know, brothers and sisters, when we were born again, our spirit were made alive, and the Spirit of the Lord entered into us. That was a gift. This, I wouldn't say the first liter or the first can of oil was given to us, but after that you have to buy. If you want to get more oil, you need to buy oil. What's the price? By leaving yourself, denying yourself. The Lord said, whoever wants to follow me, what should he do? He should believe, he should deny himself. For salvation, in the beginning, you don't have to deny or leave anything. You just have to come, receive, believe, and repent. But afterwards, it's different. So, in brief, the foolish ones belong, a part of this woman, also the wise ones, but in resurrection they belong to the man-child and they will be raptured to the throne of God. But the woman would flee into the wilderness for 1,260 days. How many years is that? And how long? 3.5 years. This is the 3.5 years of the great tribulation in the chart on the top. It's 3.5 years of the great tribulation. It cannot be any clearer. As soon as this man-child was raptured, the woman will flee into the wilderness for 1,260 days. That means the rapture would take place before the 3.5 years of a great tribulation. It cannot be any clearer. And then we come to the living Christians. The Christians who are still living. Actually, we also belong to this woman. But most of the part of the women, a woman, have already died, but we are still living. That's why he says the rest of its seed. We also belong to the entire people of God. But those who are still living, and now it has to do with us. If you're an overcomer and you're grown in life and you have not died yet, this blue color, the blue color doesn't belong to us, a part of the man-child. We're not here, but we're here, the green ones. We're still growing. You see, your chairs are green.
Wir haben auch ein paar braune.
We also have some brown ones in the back.
Aber grüne Stuhl, das ist sehr gut. Das heißt,
but green chairs are good. You know, that means yes, we're still growing. We who are still living, we have to be the first fruits. That means we have to be like the wheat that was sown in the field. Remember, the church is a what? It's God's farm. What does it say in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? We are God's farm. We're like a field, God's field. So we were sown there as the kingdom, children of the kingdom. But if we don't grow and become, we don't ripen and become mature, only the first fruits here in rapture to the throne in Revelation 14, not only to the throne, to the Mount Zion. That means something. That means today, if you're not in Zion today, but if you're in Babylon today, do you think that if you're here in Babylon, down below, would you get to Zion above? I can hardly believe that. What do you think, brother? You enjoy your life in Babylon. You're not in Zion. It doesn't matter to you. And then when the time comes, you go, psh, and the Lord will bring you to the heavenly Mount Zion. That's not quite reasonable. That's why we still have this portion, Babylon, down below in the chart, because most of God's people are in Babylon today. In chapter 18 of Revelation, the Lord said, come out of her, my people. Babylon is not just Roman Catholicism. There are not too many people of God there. But Babylon also means the scattered ones, the ones dispersed ones. Each one does as he pleases. There's the division, the different languages, and there's so much mixture. That's the principle of Babylon. You know, we saw in the first chart that the fall is not only at the time of Noah, but Satan did something further. He built up something that's the Tower of Babel. Babylon stems from there. It was already there, long time ago. Satan already built his city, Babylon. Babylon is the name here, but in the Old Testament, it's called Babel. It's actually the one and the same. So, where are you today? Are you in Zion or are you in Babylon? We have to add Zion here. But Zion is a bit hidden. If you're not in Zion today, do you think that the Lord will bring you to the heavenly Mount Zion? Then, I don't believe it. And I have to say today, just like our brother here, Thomas gave a testimony. He doesn't dare to say what the other groups are, but he testified that here in the church in Zion, that's the best place for your growth in life. And we can all testify to that. Not because we're proud, no. Not because we want to criticize the others. No, we don't want to do that either. But today we must testify that in the church, we have the best chance to ripen, to mature and become the first fruits. Whether you believe it or not, it's okay. But the Bible says, tells us that only the first fruits would be raptured. And the remaining ones, They will have to go through the great the tribulation. And what, like what Paul said, at the last trumpet, they will not be raptured to the throne, but they will be raptured into the air, into the cloud. Many have quoted, oh yeah, we'll all be caught up in the air. We'll all be raptured. Yes, caught up in the air. But that's what Paul said. Well, you can go with the airplane Lufthansa. That's also in the air. Half the year I'm always up in the air in the clouds with the airplane. But it's not high enough. 10,000 meters high is not high enough. But this is much higher here.
So, wo wollt ihr sein?
So where would you like to be?
Wollt ihr farblos sein, oder wollt
would you like to be
sein?
Colorless in the chart, or would you like to be in the green part in the chart? You have to make a choice. You cannot say it doesn't matter to me. If it doesn't matter to you, then you are colorless. If you're in Babylon, I'm sorry for you. But if you want to be first fruit, over here, it goes to show us that you need to be in Zion today. It is already sufficient that the Lord said in His word. You know, God's word is very exact. Those in the man-child, in the blue part, have no opportunity to become the first fruits, so they come to the throne, the blue part. But if we live in the church today, He would regain His kingdom. And Babylon, a city, certainly not His city. That's the city of Satan. It's a dwelling place for the demons and all the hateful birds. It becomes a dwelling place for the birds. It's not a dwelling place of God in Babylon. So where would you like to be? And where would you like to be later on? Tell me. So praise the Lord. There's a green color here in the chart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Young people, is it clear? So today we need to be for the growth in life. Green, praise the Lord. We are the real green ones. Clean and pure, without any contamination. Hallelujah. We are the real green ones. Full of life. Full of life. Blessed are those who are pure in heart and mature in life. As first fruits for the enjoyment of the Father. O Lord. But if you are the colorless part in the chart, then you go through the great tribulation, then you will still have a chance to become an overcomer. That means then you become a martyr, the red part in the chart. That means you'll be beheaded for this. You would be beheaded. So in chapter 15 in Revelation shows us there's still this group of martyrs. They came face to face with the beast. That's not good. I don't want to stand before the beast. They overcame the beast. So when the beast fought with them and they overcame the beast, doesn't mean that they killed the beast, but much more that they were martyred. Revelation 15:2, those who have the victory over the beast So those who were Christians were left behind and went through the great tribulation, as well as the Jews who were martyred. They would be there, but they would not be standing in the heavenly Mount Zion, but they'll be standing on the sea of glass mingled with fire, because the sea of fire would become the lake of fire. So the sea of fire first is a glassy sea, just like your stove. I saw in some houses, there's stove top is just a piece of glass. If you don't touch it, it looks if you are not cooking, it's just very cool. But if you turn it on, it becomes red and it becomes hot. And at this time, God has already turned on this great stove. So the martyrs who are raptured at this time, they would stand in front of the glassy sea that is already mingled with fire. God is already preparing the lake of fire. And I believe that at this time, it's still not that hot yet. That's why they can stand on the sea of glass. You see how God is righteous. Even the rapture, and where they should be with the rapture, God had already appointed that. They are not standing in Mount Zion, heavenly Mount Zion. They barely made it to become overcomers, but in these last times, there's still a chance for them. That's why they're standing also before the throne. But before the throne is not the same as on the throne. It's better for us that we would be in the green part of the chart. Would you like to make a choice? Which color? Green. Praise the Lord, it's all clear, right? And then, at the last trumpet, the seventh trump, that's the last trumpet. You know, at the sound of the last trumpet, there are the seven bowls. That's for the kingdom of the Antichrist and the kingdom of the beast. It would be a terrible judgment from God. And certainly that's not for God's people. So at the last trumpet, if that last trumpet goes off, we will all come to the judgment seat of Christ. So the overcomers and all those who are above and all three, the man child, first fruits, and the martyrs would come down with the Lord, with Christ, and the woman and those who are left behind, not the Jews. No, the Jews remain until the end. The Lord would come to save them later on. So all the rest of them would come caught up in the air and come before the judgment seat of Christ. And afterwards, the faithful ones would come with the Lord, come down with the Lord to the battle, hallelujah, victoriously, and they would enter into the millennial kingdom, into the wedding feast, and reign with Christ. Matthew 25, the foolish ones, the disqualified ones. How many do we write? The 24. One who is left behind, one that is caught up, one that's left behind belongs with a woman. The one who is raptured, one will be taken. The one that's taken belongs to the man child. So that's how it's going to look like. Which rapture would you like to prefer? In the air, at the last trump, like what Paul said? Or would you rather be raptured earlier on, before the great tribulation, and later on descend with Christ to the cloud? And then at the judgment seat of Christ, some would go into the dispensational punishment for a period of time. But the blue, the green, and the red, praise the Lord, those would reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.
Which way do you want to go?
Which way do you want to go, brother?
Which way?
Which way?
So, then am ende,
so at the end,
am ende,
in the end of the millennial kingdom, after the millennial kingdom comes to an end, there's another battle with Gog and Magog. Satan would be there over in the next chart. Satan would be bound for 1,000 years and he would be released. And all those who are rebellious, he would gather all the rebellious ones together to fight against Christ, against a holy city, against the camp of the saints. And they will fight a war. Of course, they cannot win. They would not win. It's clear. And the end result, you know. And only then, Satan, the devil, would be thrown into the lake of fire. And at that time, the beast and the false prophet would also be thrown into the lake of fire. And they would have fellowship from forever and ever in the lake of fire. The false prophet, the tear, the dragon, certainly they would be spending a long time there. I don't know what they'd be doing there. And all those whose names are not written in the book of life, they would all remain there. And the believers, after they go through this part, the dispensational punishment, they would also mature, they would be perfected, and we all of us would enter into the new heaven and new earth. That's the golden period of New Jerusalem. Would finally be built up, and we will reign with the Lord forever and ever. Praise the Lord.
So, es ist fertig.
So now it's done.
Leider haben wir nicht.
Unfortunately, we do not have more time to speak about it, but it's also not necessary. I believe that this picture, these diagrams are clear enough. This picture is clear enough. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with your spirit. I hope that we all would make it together to take the best route, best way, and that we would not miss the millennial kingdom, but praise the Lord that we would inherit that. Amen.